The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
It is time for something awesome. We got Lizzie on the phone, the Great American Accordion Challenge. I'm going to do this.
All right. I just don't think we should be doing this because it's not working out. I'm saying that with the utmost amount of kindness.
That's totally fair.
You.
And okay. I know where you're coming from. I appreciate your heart.
Okay.
Let me try it one more time and let's see if it goes better. If it doesn't, then that's it.
Then we'll scratch it. Okay. Wait a minute. Then we'll scratch it.
Well, if it doesn't go better, it doesn't go better. Okay, well. Lizzie, here's what we need you to do. Yeah. Just name a song. I will play any song. You name a song from your high school days, like a big hit song, and then I will immediately play it, and you can rank my performance from 1 to 10. This is the Great American Accordion Challenge.
Oh, my goodness. We have a name for it.
I could sing of your love forever.
What did you think the add that vibrato at the end was going to make us feel like it was okay?
I'm trying. Lizzie, 1 to 10. What do you think?
4. You got some notes out.
That sounds
4 is a lot of mercy and grace.
That's very kind of you to say that I got some notes out.
Speaking of notes,
an honor.
Can I ask you, do you have any major chords on there, or are you only able to hit minors?
The major ones don't work anymore.
Okay.
Because the recording's busted.
I just need to clarify. Anyway.
Look, we don't have a huge budget here, okay? So, yeah, and I don't have all these big celebrity friends.
Yeah, we don't have any of that, do we?
No.
Other shows do have that. Where are
okay,
our
but that, my point isn't to point you to other shows. My point is to say, this is why I have to be a shock jock.
And you believe that
I don't have a choice.
Okay, so this will be the substitute for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I am also rated G. So I'll just shock you with really interesting or helpful information.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. This is timely.
Mm-hmm.
Icicles. You do not want to eat icicles, okay? I mean, I know it's tempting because they look like popsicles and it's just water, but it's not just water.
Okay.
All right? Because it comes from water dripping down a roof.
Yeah.
And birds have been up there, a lot of birds.
Oh my goodness.
And no, that's what I'm saying. So it's still rated G, but I'm saying this to be helpful. Like, just think about that. That's where it's all dripped down from the birds and stuff.
You want to play the shock thing?
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Hang on. So
in lieu of having someone like Chris Tomlin, Toby Mac, Mandisa on the show,
nice.
We're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I have what I have. You know, I have my one card to play. So the word amen has been trending on Twitter. I don't have to get into why.
No,
I don't discuss all that.
No.
But it did make me think about the word. It means so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it on the end of a prayer. Look, when you're a kid, you're into magical thinking. You think, I thought the words in Jesus' name, amen, was like putting a seal on the deal.
Yeah.
Like abracadabra or something.
Right.
And you just say these words.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good not to just say them.
Yeah.
And maybe even to break it up and not say amen, say so be it. Use it like, this is what we have come to God with. So be it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, you know, if you're praying with other people say so be it. It might not be a bad idea because people don't know what it means.
Yeah.
And it's such a wonderful thing. Think about that we can go to God and say, here's what we're thinking. Here's what we're hoping for. Here's what we're asking you for as our loving Father. And you are a loving Father. And we're going to end it with so be it. Like, that is what an honor and a privilege that is to be able to see that. You know, you choose who you want to be influenced by, and so do I. And the way we choose it is by who we pay attention to and who we're around the most. It's really true. I just saw this study, too. Bad moods are contagious, according to research here, how grumpy people can be influenced by the state of mind of other people around us. Just moods are contagious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it can work the other way too. And I'm not talking about just being like happy positive here,
mm-hmm.
but it is true. Like, God's really interested in who we're becoming.
Yeah.
not what we've accomplished or points we put on the board. It's like, who am I becoming? And I can decide today, like, I'm going to pay attention to the right people. I'm gonna be wise about where I spend my time. It only makes sense.
Yeah, it's true. Just so you know, we don't have a big budget or a lot of celebrities.
I don't know that. Do we have a budget?
No.
I have no one.
We don't have any big celebrities on the show.
That is true.
We just don't do that.
Right.
I don't fit in. So, I have thought about doing a feature though, where it's like things I think Toby Mac would say if asked, or like Chris Tomlin or Mandisa.
So you would, in essence, be interviewing yourself.
Yeah, but I'd be interviewing myself, but I think I'd answer it like, hey, how did you come up with the idea for that song? Mm-hmm. And I think I would say, I think Chris Tomlin would say, and it would be more of a, yeah.
We're titling this feature.
Things we think, big time.
How about I just think they would say?
I think they would say.
Dot, dot, dot.
I like this. Okay. This is, okay, so.
It's awful, but so we have a title.
I'll be Chris Tomlin, you ask me a question.
We're going to do it. Chris, how do you go about writing your music?
Oh, well, I sit down, you know, and I get out the old acoustic, and you know, sometimes you just. So I think it's gonna be a really good feature.
We have a title.
Question for the ladies: is it true that it's attractive if a guy is on a budget? Let's say if you're dating a guy and you find out he's got a budget and he sticks to it.
Oh, I think so. As long as he's not cheap.
That's what this thing said.
Yeah.
I saw this research on it. It said women actually find that attractive.
I do. I think it shows goals. It shows focus.
It does.
Discipline. Yeah.
It does. Doesn't it matter, like, what the budget is, though? I mean, from attractiveness perspective? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, let's say he's like, I spend...
You're not going to say puppets, are you?
I won't now. Okay. I spend $1,100 a month on gum. And I have to... It's hard for me to stay within that. Like, that may be... So again, I would. Okay. If I'm a lady, I'm gonna.
You're gonna ask. You want to see the categories?
Yeah, I want to see a breakdown of stuff.
Question: did you make any resolutions this year? We have Lizzie, longtime friend of the show, on the phone. You got one?
I wouldn't say that it's technically a resolution, but what's been really on my heart the last few days is pushing to be focused on what God's greatest good is for my life. Hmm. Not what I think is the greatest good for my life. Mm-hmm. So giving him space to move.
That is fascinating. And I presume this has to do too with something you've talked about on social media a lot, your desire to have kids and the struggle to adopt and all that stuff.
I think most of it is just giving up control of my desires. I think especially having children, we could push and push and push and push until we've exhausted all of our funds, our entire marriage. We could just push until the cows come home. Mm-hmm. And that isn't necessarily what God has for us. Mm-hmm. So my natural instinct is to push for children. Mm-hmm. But it's allowing God the freedom to say, no, it's time to stop.
Not kidding about this. If you're young and you want to fail in life, mm-hmm. like struggle your whole mm-hmm. life, here's a great tip about how to do it.
Okay.
Be defensive.
Aha, yes.
This was in an interview with Ryan Leaf. Sherry actually passed this along to me. Mm-hmm. He did with Reddit. It was Ask Me Anything. But this guy's the biggest draft bust in NFL history. He was mm-hmm. supposed to be a superstar.
He acknowledges he's the biggest draft bust.
And he came in defensive and full of himself. Mm-hmm. And somebody was asking him about how can you see if somebody's maybe not going to make it who's really talented. He's like, defensiveness.
Yeah.
You don't receive criticism. Mm-hmm. You can't handle it. You're going to, you think you can't grow. Mm-hmm. You already know what you need to know.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be in trouble.
That's a recipe for failure. It really is.
It is. It's not. It's hardly just football. That's all of us.
Just talking about New Year's resolutions with Lizzie on the phone and then Sherry's resolution.
I just want to get, because I sent Brandon a scripture. I sent all my friends a scripture on New Year's Eve because I was trying to think of a New Year's resolution, all that stuff, and I couldn't necessarily think. I'm sure mm-hmm. people who know me have a long list of things that they think I should
and
work
the scripture on. She sent. Check this out. I'm not looking at anything. It says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee I put my trust. Cause mm-hmm. me to know the way wherein I should walk, for yeah. I lift up my soul unto thee.
Woo!
Bam!
That Man. Is in a couple days. Wow.
I wrote a song
Great
so I could
job.
Remember it.
That
man.
Is such,
really?
Yeah.
Such a perfect verse for right now for me.
I'm telling you, it was my Bible app. I don't usually read those notifications. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God, this is it. I know you love me and you're going to be kind to me throughout the day. And you just show me the way I'm supposed to walk. So
yeah,
do you know what that scripture is?
What's the reference for that?
It's Psalm 148, verse 3.
My goodness, Brant.
Yeah. I don't want to be
Great
all cocky
job.
About
I'm
it.
Super impressed, Brant.
We don't have a lot of big-time celebrities on the show or anything. Yeah. You just don't network like that. So my idea today was let's do a new feature like every day. It's like things I think they would say.
And this is in lieu of the interview,
right.
actual
like,
interview
like
with
like
the actual person.
Let's say you're interviewing Mandisa, and
yes.
I'll just say I think that she would say this or whatever.
Okay.
So ask a question
okay.
for me. I'll be Mandisa.
You're going to be
Mandisa.
Okay.
I'm not going to imitate her, but I just mean what I think.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mandisa, tell me about your experience as an African-American woman in this country and in this industry.
Well,
it's tough, isn't it?
It is. It's hard because I want to not make the industry hate me.
Sure.
On the other hand, I want to be honest.
Right.
And I also know that I have friends listening who are black.
Yes.
And
right.
They are expecting certain things from me.
I'm expecting certain things.
So.
This feature, Brant, has some holes in it. Just want to be honest with you.
I swerved into every possible landmine by being a white guy trying to.
This is where the problem could be.
A black woman and say what I think she should say.
Right. It's all awful.
Okay.
Well, let's try it. We'll work it.
No, I don't think we will. I don't think we're going to work it. Time for a thing we call Brant's Three Things. It has a big fanfare to try to draw interest and drum up some, I don't know.
Whatever you were trying to draw.
So whatever I'm trying to draw. attention. Attention.
Uh-huh.
That's,
yes, sure.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Today, three totally underrated traits of really awesome leaders.
Okay.
Underrated traits. You can get 8 trillion books about leaders and the 47 this and the 16 that. Three really underrated. How about this one? Hangs out with non-big shots. That means doesn't just retweet or have tweet discussions only with other big influencers and blue checkmark people, but like doesn't just, well, here's my good friend, celebrity, or big shot pastor, or big, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't treat people differently based on, it doesn't mean he doesn't have any friends that are also blue checkmark people, or whatever, but like treats everybody the same.
Treats everybody the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like Jesus, right? I mean, he's the best leader of all time, I would say. And here's the second one. This is underrated traits of great leaders. How about this? They don't have to have you being part of their thing. Now, that sounds a little crazy, but literally they're more interested in who you're becoming and what your trajectory is than I got to get you on my bus in the right place.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's not. No. How about you sit with me on a bus going maybe somewhere else?
Right.
Like, but you're just, you want to see people become who God sees for them. You see that potential in you.
And I'm interested in you, if I'm hearing you correctly, I'm interested in you beyond how you benefit.
Yeah, let's say you're not part of my thing.
Yeah.
I'm still for you.
Yeah,
I'm still with you. I'm still for, like, that's really underrated. It's kind of rare, honestly, but it's wonderful. Here's the third one we're talking about. Actually asks you a lot of questions. See, if it's all about me, I won't ask you a lot of questions except to find out how you can fit into my thing.
Yes.
But that's not really great leadership. That's being a narcissist. If I actually care about you, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to ask and genuinely listen. But we see this with Jesus, too. A lot of times he's returning in discussions. He's returning it back to questions. He also wants to know. He'll take the time to actually to know people?
Yeah, and he would perceive. He'd know you so well, he'd perceive. You were kind of thinking of something.
Yeah.
And then ask you, are you wondering why I said this or that? Just that involvement in another person.
There's this deep interest.
Yeah.
And that's a totally underrated trait. Unfortunately, a lot of times people are taught that leadership means, no, make it about you. Mm-mm, no, that's wrong.
We have sponsors here. Fellowship Home Loans, Mike and Brian are fantastic. I was wondering, do they get any dumb questions? And so we asked them about that, because Sherry and I have both asked them a lot of questions, mm-hmm. but because we've gotten our mortgages through them. But in case you're wondering, this just came up. I'm gathering you guys are okay with questions people think are dumb.
There are no questions dumber than the ones I asked them.
They were very wonderful. Purchase for this lady down in Florida, and the questions that she was asking. Yeah. Oh my
we
goodness.
Just couldn't believe we had to take a sick day. It was so ridiculous.
Their Christmas party is they unveiled the top 10 stupid questions that Sherry asked.
There's my picture right there.
Sherry!
Again, Sherry!
It's like David Letterman's top 10 list.
Exactly.
So, okay, but really, truly, it was somebody should not intimidate themselves out of calling, right?
No, absolutely not, because purchasing a home is going to be, if it's not the, it's one of the biggest decisions that you're going to make in your life, and you don't want any surprises down the road. It's like the person that liquidates all their funds to buy this home. They have no money left in the bank, and they're going paycheck to paycheck. They buy the home, and they realize they have no furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's little things like that that you actually, we see it a lot, but being able to plan and prepare, that's something that that we take pride in here at Fellowship Home Loans, and our staff does too, because we've been in your shoes, we've heard it all, we've heard all the questions, we're here to help, and it's not just a transaction, it's something that we, a relationship we look to build for a long time.
You can find out more about Fellowship Home Loans at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.